The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Thursday, folks, already the 6th of July. You know, in the destruction of this socialistic, communistic mindset, we have large swaths of humanity in this country that think that just by them being here, it is their birthright for entitlement. In other words, the sweat of your labors extracted from the government by way of taxes to put stuff in their pockets, to put stuff in their refrigerators that they did not work for, they did not pay for, they did not lift a finger, except to make the application for benefit. There are people in this country that truly believe and feel that they don't have to contribute a damn thing, and that the rest of humanity in this country, it's a moral imperative, and it's their duty to support us. And I ran across this today, and again, folks, all this stuff that, you know, if you've got Twitter accounts, you've got Facebook accounts, you know, go up on your page. You've got a lot of friends. Post some of this stuff. You know, each story, Mike, is this not correct? Each story, it's got a like, it's got the little Facebook, little thumb up there. It's got a tweet, it's got in share, pin it, a bunch of other stuff. Put the word out. Now, this really struck close to home because we're seeing this attitude of entitlement literally become part of people's DNA. And this story just absolutely astounded me. A Georgia woman found a family of strangers living in a home she was selling, but the city says she can't kick them out. Mike, do me a favor, bring up that story on your side. The certificate is not valid on mine, and I can't play the video. Now, that's the story there. Now, drop down to the first... Okay, that one right there. Hold it 1 second. Don't play it yet. Hold it. Still running. Okay, back it up. This is from WSB-TV. Dina Everman couldn't believe it, and she can't believe the situation she's in. After finding someone living in her home and a broken window in the back, she assumed a quick call to the police would clear out the trespassers. Okay. She said, I found out in the past week there was some archaic law that says if someone sets up residence in your home, doesn't matter how they get in, they have rights until we evict them. Tamara Pritchard is living in the East Cobb County home with her fiance and two kids. She says the family found it listed for rent on Craigslist. They signed a lease by fax, paid their rent via money order, never saw the ad poster, and only learned that there was a problem when Everman called the police. That's really a believable story, isn't it? This style scam is being pulled by vagrants all over the country. Cities can easily pass laws to make it explicitly illegal, but many don't want to, as they see it as their voter base pulling one over on the man, the establishment. Now, this leads into something else, and if I have time to vet it out thoroughly. There's a whole new game in town, folks. You're seeing this attitude of sanctuary cities, that we can do whatever we want, regardless of federal law on immigration. Doesn't matter. We're going to do whatever we want to, regardless of state or federal constitution. Forget the law. We've thrown the books out. We're doing what we want, because that's what the people want. This is just not an offshoot of a bad idea. This is planned. It is being pushed and suggested that all major cities, no matter what state, you don't like the way things are being done, okay, we're going to make up our own rules. Who are the anarchists now? When the communists and the socialists become anarchists, what does that give you? Some really confused people. Mike, go ahead and play that video. And there was two videos posted on this story. The other one, the local TV did with their local, let's go get the guy. And it's cartoonish. But play the one that came from the local TV station in Cobb County, Georgia. Go ahead and hit it.
A Cobb County woman says she's filled with frustration. Strangers moved into the vacant house she was selling without her knowledge, and getting them out is tougher than you might think. Channel 2's Ross Cabot is live in Cobb County. He talked to both sides of this problem. And Ross, you also have important information for homeowners.
Well, Javita, I had to come down here to Cobb PD headquarters to get police reports to try to sort this thing out. I will tell you, it is a complete mess. The reports indicate that police were initially on the homeowner's side. When they found a family living in the house, they told them to pack up and get out now, only to find out that's not what Georgia law says.
I went by on the 25th to say goodbye to my home. I know that sounds corny, but I'd lived there for almost 11 years, had a lot of great memories there, and I found out somebody else had broken in.
Dina Everman couldn't believe it and cannot believe the situation she's in. After finding someone living in her home and a broken window in the back, she assumed a quick call to the police would clear out the trespassers.
I have found out in the past week that there is some archaic law that says if somebody sets up residence in your home, it doesn't matter how they get into your home, that if once they set up residence, that they have rights to be there until we evict them.
Obviously, we didn't just come. We're not squatters just to pick up a house and choose to live in it, you know.
Tamara Pritchett is living in that East Cobb home with her fiancé and two kids. She says the family found it listed for rent on Craigslist. They signed a lease by fax, paid their rent via money order, never saw the ad poster, and only learned there was a problem when Everman called police. The next day, she said she went to the courthouse, where she says deputies told her they could stay.
And they told us, you know, until these people come and properly evict us, they can't force us out on our right.
Pritchett says the family's looking for another place to move, but admits for now they are staying.
We're not just trying to stay here in your home or hold you up on a cell, but at the same time, we just spent $3,000. That's not just something we can just pull out and immediately move somewhere else, you know.
Dina Everman is mad she may lose the pending sale on her house and tells me her posts on her situation have generated
outrage. Everybody doesn't understand why somebody that has no legal right to be in my home can stay in my home, and I'm the one that has to evict them.
Well, investigators are apparently trying to find whoever posted that Craigslist ad. He's apparently from out of state. In the meantime, I talked to an attorney who does a lot of dispossessory cases. He says in real estate possessions, 9/10 of the law, Everman will have to file an eviction notice, which will likely be a 4 to 6 week proposition. She tells me she's here now. In fact, she says she started that process and wants to make it her goal to have these laws changed. We're live outside police headquarters. Ross Cavett, Channel 2 Action News.
Now, do me a favor. You know what? Under further consideration here, not that one. It's the one above that. Yeah. Yeah. And this, I think this is from, is this the one from Detroit? They're both from Detroit? Okay, play the top one, folks. I forgive me for the corniness. This guy wasn't good enough to be an actor, and he didn't quite make Hollywood, so a TV station hired him. But the information that's put forth in the video, and again, I apologize for the campiness and just, I don't know what this guy thinks he is, but the information here is relevant. Go ahead and play it.
I know a reporter in Detroit. She's a real crackerjack.
I'm Andrea Isom, on the edge.
She recently did a story about a woman who bought a house in Detroit and wanted to sell it. But a squatter had taken over the house and refused to leave. The police were called. But Lynn the squatter claimed the homeowner tried to run her over. The homeowner went to jail and Lynn moved her stuff back in the house. Now you're caught up. End of story? Hell no, I say. Possession is 9/10 of the law, after all. So I met with the homeowner in a nearby vacant lot. Somebody moved in her house, and this is her lawyer, and they want him out.
May I have your permission to enter your domicile?
You have my permission.
May I have the keys?
Sure, you can.
So maybe you're a squatter trying to outmaneuver a squatter.
My attorney has the papers that says it's my house.
Well, I brought my bathrobe. I think I'm gonna go move in. Come with me.
But before I went to move in, I called the cops. After all, I don't carry a weapon, and Lynn, who is known to the Michigan penal system as Arthur, is on probation for felonious assault with a deadly weapon.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I'm coming to move in.
You are?
Yeah, I got the keys. What's for dinner?
I'm not cooking dinner. I'm going to go pick up my child.
Oh, can I get in?
No, sir.
But I have the deed here.
So you do?
Yeah, here's the deed. Here's the check.
All right.
Here's the deed, and I got permission from the landlord.
Okay,
I can legally go in there. Yeah, I can legally go.
Yeah, you can legally come
in. So, let me in my house.
I'll let you in your house. This is Lynn Williams' house.
Oh, it's...
Lynn Williams.
It doesn't say Lynn.
Well, of course not, because she took all my paperwork and everybody else know it.
If I left my house,
mm-hmm.
say for a month.
And a half.
You think you would be entitled to move in there?
Well,
take my stuff.
Well, it's a lot of. I'm not the only one that is squatting. It's a lot of other people on the block. If you want to be technical,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of people encouraged me to do what I'm doing now.
But she wants her place back.
Yeah, but I have put a lot of work in here, and I spent a lot of money. I am on a fixed income.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you stealing a bit of power.
I am blessed.
What do you do for a living?
I receive Social Security. I don't have
what happened?
Secrets.
Disability?
Yes.
What's your ailment?
I'm not going to say.
You know, that's her right.
That is.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
The Detroit cops roll up on scene.
The only thing that I
News
have
and
now
11.
Is a letter stating that I moved here.
Can I see the letter?
Yeah.
Well, that's from the Postal Service.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
Okay.
Well, what's your legal name, Lynn or Arthur? Which one is it?
This is my name, L-Y-N-N, Lynn.
Lynn
Williams.
Arthur. Lynn Arthur Williams.
That's my government name.
That's the government
that's
name.
That's my
But that's
name.
Not
Junior,
on that.
As well as Junior.
Junior.
Because I'm a woman. And I'm not
Respect.
Trying to... Thank
Respect.
You. Thank you. Because you're trying to call me out here.
I don't think you're going to get away with this.
I mean, I'm probably not.
Yeah.
Only thing that I have... Here until she is.
Oh,
I'm going to jail.
She is now
squatting.
Getting cuffed and thrown in jail.
Turn of events.
Call my boyfriend next up.
Are you going to bail her out?
This is technically a violation of probation, so.
Oh, so she could be violating probation, means she go to jail for a while.
2 years.
2 years, which solves the homeless problem. Look at my new house. It's going to be great. As soon as the police get out.
Well, George, it's going to fit me real nice, bro. Appreciate the hookup.
Remember, there's rules.
you gotta get permission to live in somebody else's house. If you're having troubles, Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, call us, because we have a saying in Detroit. Fox 2, working for you.
Hey, can you keep it down out of here? I'm trying to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, guys, go ahead, cut it. Cut it. Now, you heard her. She was on Social Security and other government benefits, stealing power, stole somebody's house right out from under, stealing the power from the neighbors. And her justification, well, people told me I should do this. There's people all up and down the block that are squatters living in these houses illegally. So that's my justification. What? You know, there goes the castle doctrine, out with the dirty bathwater and the baby. And I do believe the only reason why this woman was arrested is because it got the glaring light of the news media, and the Detroit cops didn't want to look like asshats, or at least total asshats. But the idea, because you're entitled, that you could go and physically take something from somebody else that didn't belong to you, my need justifies my theft. Wow. Now, do they really know hard times, or have they just been on the government tit so long, bred into their DNA, generation after generation, that somehow, just because they were born here, that they're entitled to take what you got, and there's no ramification. There's nothing. They can, so those that don't want to appear to be racist, because the very same people that are doing the robbing and the looting and the stealing, well, you're a racist because you're pointing out the error in my thinking and my thievery. Really? Is that right? I've got to play this one, and hopefully this video pops up on my screen. Nope, content was blocked because it was not signed by a valid security certificate. Tom, do your remote, fix me up. If I start to see my cursor going all over the screen, I know it's Tom. It's not a ghost in the machine. Go ahead and pull that video up, if you will. Caught in Providence, tough year. Now, the reason I'm going to play this is so, you know, even what occurred to me was this guy, he's a municipal judge in Providence, Rhode Island, and he's got his city code book that I swear, folks, is at least a good 8-9 inches thick. And there was a woman that was brought into court that had parking tickets, and they totaled some $400. And she wasn't trying to portray herself as being a victim. But listen to why she got the tickets in the first place. And it finally comes down to this judge. And what they do, folks, I don't know if this is just a local gig or this is syndicated further, but this is, they actually film this and put it out on TV. Now, this is kind of a Judge Judy, kind of on steroids. So when we get back, I'll play this, but here is a white woman that has had some of the god-awfulest things happen to her. And she's not acting as a victim. She's having a hard time. And then she lets the judge really know how hard a time it is. And this equity master even cuts her a break. We'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. When it's cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like a little girl cries in the face of a monster that lives in her dreams. And is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to be.
Tom's hard at work. I'm watching the cursor jump around the screen here. It's weird. And he's erasing Caught in Providence, tough year. All right. Now, again, and I wouldn't normally do this, but in contrast to what this entitled woman believed versus a white woman in Providence, Rhode Island, and she's had a tough year. Go ahead and roll it.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Andrew, you have four different registrations. You have five tickets that go back to 2004, 2005, and 2006. Can you prosecute those tickets?
No, Your Honor, not from 04, 05. We won't even have copies of those, Your Honor.
Those matters are going to be dismissed.
I wasn't aware of them. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Thank you. The issue isn't whether you are aware of them. The issue is whether or not they were placed on the vehicle, and they were. At the time, you were living on 9th Street in Woonsocket. We're keeping track of you. Then you got a ticket on Friendship Street in 2008. That was a parking meter on Friendship Street. That's going to cost you $25. Then you have a parking meter in 2014 on Friendship Street. It's going to cost you $25. So far, you're doing pretty good because all you got is $50. And now you have 4 parking tickets.
Are you talking about the most recent ones?
Most recent ones, right.
All right. The one on 11-1.
On the Nissan.
Yeah, the one on 11-1, I went to Social Security because they had cut my check. Because my son was recently killed last year. So they cut my check because he had owed money.
Who?
My son was killed March of last year, right? So I was his rep payee. So they took my money because he had owed money. So I had to go to Social Security to fix that matter. When I came out, I had a ticket. Then another time on the 5th, the parking meter wasn't working. I have the picture for that. On 1-4, I was at court because my landlord was trying to evict me. So I was at eviction court. Come out, I got a ticket. Mind you, he won possession of the apartment, so I had to move. So I got a ticket, he won possession of the apartment. Then I get another one because I tried to go to the legal services to try to get help to fix this. I go get some change out of Dunkin' Donuts, come out, I got a $100 ticket.
What was
it's
the...
like I can't win.
What was the situation with the mix-up in Social Security with your son?
My son was killed last year, March of last year. They said that he owed $75 of overpayment from May of 2016. Mind you, he was already deceased at that time. So what they did was they stopped my whole check until I went in there to fix the problem. So when I came out, I had a parking ticket.
All right.
I've had a tough year already. I'm on SSDI. I don't have $400 to give you on top of whatever else. I really do. I just had to come up with money for a new apartment. I'm still paying Russell and Boyle for my son's funeral. I don't know where this money's supposed to come from. I wish I would have got my brother that night, and he wouldn't have killed my son. That's why my son's gone. And I'm just really having a tough time, Your Honor.
I think we can all express our sympathy to you and understand the trauma that you have experienced.
I'm still going back and forth to court for that. It's still emotions and
I'm going to take all of the circumstances that you just have explained to me into consideration and see if I can balance the equities to protect the interest of the city and take into consideration, you know, the horrific story that you just told us relative to your son. I don't think anyone in their lifetime would ever want to experience that. So
it's the worst feeling in the world. I feel so empty, Lord.
I'm going to reduce this to $50. How much time do you need to pay it?
I have it on me now.
All right. That's not going to leave you without any money, is it?
I'll leave it with $5. Thank you, Your Honor.
I'm not going to leave you with $5. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to dismiss everything.
Thank you.
All right. With our best wishes and hope that things turn around good for you. Okay.
Thank you, Your
good
Honor.
Good luck to you.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I woke up still not dead again today. The internet said I had passed away. If I died, I wasn't dead to stay. I woke up still not dead again today. Well, I woke up still not dead again today. The gardener did not find me that way. You can't believe a word that people say. And I woke up still not dead again today.
Willie played that down here in Austin over his annual 4th of July thing that I guess it's been going on since 1972. And it was hot. Our secretary went down there, and she said they relented. They allowed us to bring in small umbrellas because everybody was out there seated in the July 4th Texas sun. Now, Willie got up there and played for 40 minutes, and one of those songs that he wrote at the age, he's 84 now, he wrote it last year, I woke up still not dead again today. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Hello, Tom. Go to Betty. Put Tom on hold. Betty in North Carolina, go ahead.
John, I wanted to thank you for Tuesday's program. You were really encouraging to the Patriots. And the other reason I called was to talk about the fact that Judge Navarro in the Bundy case has got an impeachment. What would it be? Petition of people to the senators. And that caused me to go and look up on the internet what the constitutionality of a federal grand jury. And if you would post that on your
dear, it's already up there. I posted that 2 days ago.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is post this statement on the fact that the grand jury, federal grand jury, the citizens and the Constitution, we shouldn't have to impeach her before the Senate. We should be able to have an investigation, grand jury.
And
the only reason we can't is because in 1943, a very administrative act with crazy wording, and I think it would be great to have it up on your website.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, the problem has been, Betty, with these federal grand juries is the federal prosecutors control them.
That's because of this Administrative Act of 1946.
Right. And just hang on a second, Betty. I'm not cutting you off here. I just want to interject this. Hoppy Heidelberg, if we remember Oklahoma City, if we remember the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a federal grand jury that was impaneled over that. And Hoppy, being a good old boy, horse farmer, just salt-of-the-earth kind of guy, he was on that federal grand jury, and he asked the prosecutor, he goes, well, look, you know, it's come to our attention that there's some other information out there. We want to be able to bring that into the grand jury and explore it and see if there's any validity to the evidence. And the prosecutor told him, no. I'm controlling this grand jury. I will present what's to be considered by the grand jury. And he said, no, wait a minute, it's not the way it works. Well, he kicked up such a fuss that the FBI actually showed up his front door and told him right to his face, if you continue this, they will kill you. That was an FBI agent telling Hoppy Heidelberg that. And I can remember going to an event, and Hoppy was there, and we were all in a hotel room, and pizza was ordered. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at Hoppy, and he looked over at me, and he said, do I know you? And I said, no, but I know you. And I introduced myself, and we talked for a minute, and I said, well, Hoppy, you done did it now. He said, did what? I said, you done stepped in it, and there ain't no stepping out. You can't scrape this one off your shoes. And he looked at me, and he pondered that for a second, and he nodded his head, and he said, you know what? You're right. You are right. Betty, I appreciate that. This is the problem with all things federal, is that the federales are in control of all things federal.
Yeah, but if you posted this, it's by Leo Donofrio. The federal grand jury is the fourth branch of government. It's well worth posting.
All right. Well, can you send me a link?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Betty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that used to be the tool that the citizens actually had. You know, this is the way it was supposed to work. That grand juries were assembled to check the validity of the charges being brought by the prosecution. And all things could be examined, and then decide whether the charges should be put forth and get them, put it on a docket, and get it into a court. Well, the prosecutors, not just federal, state as well, hijacked that and controlled it. And that is wrong. Grand juries were impaneled to determine if the charges were true and correct and the evidence to be presented by way of affidavit and live witnesses, by the way, folks, okay? Witnesses included, to determine whether that case should move forward. and the prosecutors have seen fit to hijack that. Now, that's our jury box. We got the ballot box, we got the jury box, we got the soap box, and we got the cartridge box. How many boxes we got left? Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, John. Yeah, John, I got to say this. During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act.
You got that right.
That was Orwell. And I just want to say this. This guy, Billy Gates, the billionaire, the richest man, is talking about Europe is being overrun. And Bill says, actually, sounding the alarm. If immigrants flow not stemmed, Europe will be overrun and destroyed. That's coming from Bill Gates, John. Have you seen that news?
No, I heard you on Mike Rivero's program. I was listening to you by way of iTunes in my car, and I heard you call into Mike's show.
Yeah, Trump did give a wonderful speech today about the Europeans better hold on to their culture, but it's going to be overrun, and you even got Bill Gates spewing this out now, the billionaire. And what's really going on is there's nothing but a revolution that's going on in Europe. Look at Merkel Berserkel set that up over in Hamburg. She knew exactly there was going to be chaos in Hamburg because she's a Stasi communist. And Merkel Berserkel's trying to, she's a New World Order criminal with the Bushes and all them. And Trump's trying to stop it. I believe, like I was telling earlier to Michael, that Putin is on Trump's side in a lot of ways. So let's see how this plays out. But all I can say is the deceit that's running rampant with these Zog is unbelievable. And, you know, the United States right now is sanctuary cities and all that. By the way, John, did you see, know your attorney general in the state of Texas is getting ready to sue the federal government for sanctuary cities?
Yes, I am. The story is posted on the website.
Yes, he was on the news today on Fox. I watched him. He's going to sue Trump's administration if they don't get rid of DACA. DACA should be thrown out as well as all this other crap. But Bill Gates coming out and saying this, John, I don't know, I think that's going to send shockwaves through the country, through the whole world, actually, because this guy's a billionaire, probably the richest man in the world or one of them, and he's even saying if Europe don't stop, and Bill Gates is behind a lot of this. He's the one that's, you know, giving them all these African shots and all that, so now they got their health and they're trying to run into Europe, so he's kind of like behind the whole deal. And if he's such a genius, like the guy says, he's such a genius.
No, and
he should have figured this out a long time ago.
No, what I suspect is really going on here is the European Union is to survive. And the countries that are part of the European Union that are forced to take these refugees from Africa, from Syria, and parts all over the world, they're getting fed up with it, and they're talking about deporting them. I think, what was it? Was it Sweden? Forgive me, I'm trying to do this from memory, but there was one country over there. Was it Hungary that said that they were going to deport 80,000 of them? So
Hungary, that was Hungary, John.
Okay, so I think this is a strategic move to try to save the European Union, because on top of all the edicts and the crap and the ruling on from high, the banking crisis that still continues, they've had it with the European Union. So I think this is Bill Gates' way of backing this off a little bit to keep the European Union in place, and then we move on from there.
Well, they did have an Italian politician say that all these Africans that are coming over there, they actually, Italy and all the European countries should ship them over to Madagascar and turn that whole country into a place where they can thrive for immigrant illegals in Madagascar. And I think this guy is, I don't know what they're, he's getting threats and all. I heard this guy is under the gun here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, John, this is insanity what they're doing. This is Soros' types and, you know, all these
sure.
These Stasi commies. I don't know what you Bolsheviks are. Whatever they are.
Well, and here again, rather than all of this angst and all this turmoil and chaos and people dying and people being, you know, led around by the nose under terror threat and everything else, the same thing to do would be for the United States to get the hell out of the Middle East, ship all these people back to their respective countries. I don't know, give them a stipend, give them a lunch, give them a checkbook,
right,
give them an EBT card. I don't care what you got to do. Get them out of here. Stop causing the chaos and the excuse for this refugee resettlement worldwide to do nothing more but then multiculturalize and bust up the world's cultures and societies. They can go to hell,
right
too.
Right on, John.
All right, sir.
That's what Trump's saying, John. And one more thing. Chris Korbach's right. Donald Trump won the popular election, popular vote. But they lied. The CNN, the Communist News Networks, the broadcastings and all these commies,
right.
They know that Trump won the popular vote against Hillary, but they lied about it, John.
Sure they did.
And Chris Korbach proved it right. Chris Korbach proved him right.
I got
Trump was telling the truth.
I got
he told the truth.
All right.
Okay,
Tom.
Tom
in Florida, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, here's the thing. MSNBC, I tune into that today. They're running Maxine Waters with her speech. Donald Trump is not to be trusted. Donald Trump needs to be impeached. What Donald Trump did was interfere with the communist takeover of this country. That plain and simple. By way of one Hillary piano-legged lesbian herself. All right? That's what they're pissed off about. That's why they're angry. CNN is still doing it. MSNBC is still doing it. Yeah, they're the lying medias, but Donald, please, Mr. Trump, President, sir, please come out and tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Call them for what they are. Call them flat-out communists. And let's see if some Democrats in this country recognize what communism is, lay it out in front of them, let them make their decision. You got the bully pulpit, sir? Use it, please. Because they're planning on eating your lunch. They're planning on destroying you. All bets are off. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I just want to make a couple of comments quick. One, that thing you said about that, you know, that renter down there, that squatter.
Yeah.
Those laws are in place. Those laws are the same everywhere pretty much. They're to protect rank and file renters from slumlords coming in there and kicking their butts out, you know, because somebody else will pay higher rent.
But not interpreted by the politically correct black police chiefs and mayors in these major cities.
You have to get an eviction notice. It's too bad that they got into the house, but yeah. That protects other people from just being kicked out of the house by the cops.
No, I understand, but Rick, this is a misapplication of the intent of that law in the first place. It was there to protect the renter against people that we're not following, you know, you're the renter, you're the owner, you're renting out, you have protections by law, and yes, the eviction process has to take place. I get that. What I'm telling you is this has been flipped on its ear backwards and is being applied the incorrect way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, and then the next item is that, just so you know, Trump has the power to stop immigration, stroke of a pen, based on national security. Him getting overruled by judges is a dog and pony show. He has the power. Just look it up in the Constitution. He can do it. Trump is a dog. He's an illusion. But anyways, that's all I got to say. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what Rick in Arizona, if he could walk into the Oval Office right now, I wonder what Rick would do. And how long would Rick stay alive? I think Donald Trump is very slowly doing what he said he was going to do. It may not be in the form of the fashion or as fast enough as people want to see it. He is a nationalist, but he's not exactly rooted in the Constitution. And see, that's what's been lacking. Whether you're president of the United States, whether you're in Congress assembled, whether you're a Congress critter or you're a state senator, see, this never before until they changed that little ditty. We just had Congress. We had Senate. But this wasn't popularly elected. These were appointed by the states, two by two. Two senators from each state. To go over to Washington, D.C. and treat it as if it was foreign territory. That you were representative of your sovereign state walking into that cesspool. But you had the power of the state behind you. And now you're a U.S. senator, popularly elected. Wow. You think that changed the dynamics? I think so. James in Sonoma County, California. That's not as much fun, James, as saying Cucamonga.
Yeah, but, you know, which one can you make more fun of? California deserves it. It deserves it.
So,
you know, I wanted to talk about the eviction thing, and it seems like it's past a subject you were talking about a little while ago, but you know what? All that ails us owes its lineage to these globalist manipulations, including the erosion of property rights in your community. These community development departments and these code enforcement departments have been hijacked. And these nerds that were likely picked last for kickball are unelected, and they are wielding tremendous power in our
communities. And the erosion of property rights is just part of the liberal agenda. Rent control, you know, the agency, which the name of which escapes my mind. I had a guy, that a homeless guy I was trying to help, that I was doing trade with, letting him live in my in the back of my community center. And he claimed legal residency in California. After a couple of weeks, you can claim legal residency. I had to hire an attorney and serve him and wait 30 days and everything.
Yeah, and this if is my let me ask you a question here, James. It seems that you have a better grasp than what Rick in Arizona had. And I understand that this was written to protect the... yes, there are some rights that the renters have in following an eviction because, yeah, there are slum landlords. There are people that will just churn and burn through people, and all they're interested in is monies and rent deposits. Now, I get that. But what this has been misconstrued as and used against the property owners themselves.
Yes. And, you know, what's typical of the liberal agenda is what it really is, it's a cold and prickly, pitched as a humanitarian warm and fuzzy.
Yep.
Just like rent control. They know rent control doesn't work. Look at the communities in the country where they've imposed it. They got the highest rent or immigration, anything. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You don't need to be a racist. You can look at what works and what doesn't work in current history right now.
What a dichotomy. Yes, a rocket scientist or a racist.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
Anyway, I just think that we would be well served to start to energize the globalist versus humanity thing rather than the right and the left thing, because the liberal thing is largely synonymous, as you know, with the globalist thing. They're right. Just the minions that go along with all this societal sabotage.
Gotcha. Hey, look, I've got to run. I want to cover one more thing before we get out of here today. Thanks, James, in Sonoma County.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, James, when you move to Rancho Cucamonga, you give me an opportunity to say my favorite words on air. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Mike in Arizona. Mike, hello. I'm sorry?
Mike in the great state of Alaska.
Oh, I'm sorry. It does say AK. My apologies.
Up here in the last frontier, and I disagree with one of the previous callers. I think this presidency is a love letter to Heritage America. I think that it's hard to turn around an aircraft carrier, and there's only so much the man can do, and he is coming around on some things. The DACA thing was a huge disappointment. But that's not over. We don't know what will happen.
Well, and, you know, maybe his idea is to continue this until people stand up and want to sue, and he's really inviting the lawsuits to get him through courts and get done what needs to be done. I don't know the man's strategy. I know I read his tweets. You know, I listen to the news. I want to believe that I know what Trump's motivations and, more importantly, what his modus operandi, what his operation is about, and how he wants to get it done. I can only guess at that.
I think he's preparing us. I think he's preparing those that are awake for giving us a softer landing with what's coming. You know, the liberals got all this terminology, and I think we ought to develop some of our own. I just dropped one, Heritage America, and demographic winter is another one.
While you're doing your dictionary there, please include my cultural deficient or cultural deficiency in there, will you?
Very last one I've got for you is Ashkapath.
Ashkapath?
Ashkapath, that's when one group goes psychopathic on the rest of us and does some really unkind things, but we need to be out there at these city council meetings everywhere. He's hitting the barbed wire for us, but he ain't going to fight the whole war for us.
And we have said repeatedly, and I thank you for your call, Mike, have said this repeatedly, that the power and the controllability, your reach, is directly in your community, your town councils, your city councils, and your county government, and by extension into your state. That's where the power is. That's where people should be engaged, pushing this stuff the hell out of government. At the local level, why people are not heeding this, coming up with a strategy and a plan to do exactly that, because that's what they have done. That's how they moved in. This is how they've gotten their progressive crap in. That's where the pushback needs to take place. And guess what? That's where you get to roll up your sleeves and your knuckle-to-knuckle, face-to-face, nose-with-nose with the very communists and the socialists that have moved in. You're right there with them. Wow. Frank in North Carolina. Oh God. No, I'm not going to take Frank's call. Let me do this story. The Trump administration wants to stop the gun violence in Chicago. To do that, federal officials announced on Friday that they're sending 20 agents from the Department of Justice, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, along with U.S. prosecutors, to serve in a new crime-fighting task force with the city and the state police there. Over the weekend, folks, what was it? How many people were killed? 15 over the 4th of July? And I don't remember the number of shootings. This new strike force will significantly help our police officers stem the flow of illegal guns and create a culture of accountability for the small subset of individuals and gangs who disproportionately drive violence in our city. Now, this is according to the Chicago Police Department Superintendent Eddie Johnson. Now, Donald Trump was much more blunt on Twitter, exclaiming, "Crime and killings in Chicago have reached such epidemic proportions that I'm sending in federal help." Now, this help, as Mr. Trump calls it, should be unreservedly welcome. Sending the feds in smacks of federal police or domestic military, and that chafes against the very protections the Founding Fathers deployed in the Constitution from the country's beginnings, and they had good reason. Now, few propositions about American history are clearer than the framers of our Constitution wanted to preclude the creation of a national law enforcement authority in any way resembling the thorough dictatorship of the Earl of Stafford or Oliver Cromwell's New Model Army in England, or the national police of Louis the 16th's minister Fouché in France. T.B. McCallaghan once wrote of the parliamentary creation of Cromwell's army that while the houses were exercising their authority, thus it suddenly passed out of our hands. Now, it had been obtained by calling into existence a power which could not be controlled. In the summer of 1647, about 12 months after the last fortress of the Cavaliers had submitted to Parliament, the Parliament was compelled to submit to its own soldiers. Now, is it a good thing? Well, I heard Rivera pointed out today they've got some of the strictest gun laws in the country. But criminals don't follow the law. The law-abiding gun owners in Chicago are following the law. Okay? So where this federal task force is going to end up, it needs to be watched and watched closely. Because I don't believe for a minute, folks, that the state government in Illinois addressing the problem of crime and gang violence, if they had any spine, they would know the right thing to do. Maybe this was set up under Obama with Rahm Emanuel. I don't know. But I don't know if this is the proper response to it or not. Jerry in Chicago, by the way, thank you for the $500 donation. Folks, we're about 10 grand short of our pledge drive that started more than 2 months ago. We were supposed to get this done in 30 days or less. We're a little bit behind. Call us 800-724-2719, hit extension 3, talk to Mike, make a donation, or go to the website today, republicbroadcasting.org, make a donation, and thank you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.